Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham, and we're going to talk NASCAR. It's Wednesday. We always talk NASCAR on Wednesdays with Rod Mullins. And this past weekend, NASCAR was in Bristol, and in the dirt and the mud and everything else, the rain for the knocking things off for a couple of days. Rod, I don't even know where we even start with this. Joey Logano won, but that's not the news. There was just so much happening in Bristol on Monday when they finally got to get a chance to race.
Right. Yeah. They ended up having to go. Friday was perfect. I mean, you couldn't have asked for any better weather on Friday afternoon and Friday when some of the testing and some of the speeds were going on. You know, they loved the track. The drivers loved the track and everything on Friday. But then Saturday changed everything drastically because by that time you had rain that had moved into the area and, you know, you ought to go into thinking about being a weatherman, you know, in your part-time thing, because you were calling this last week when we were talking about, it's looking like we're going to have some rain. Well, we had a deluge of rain on Saturday and thought things were going to be able to dry out with the track and so forth. And then when they got the trucks out onto the track, it was an instant mud bath was what it ended up being, covering up the grills, covering up the windshields. And finally, they decided the truck race would be postponed. The heat races to determine qualifying would be postponed. Sunday, we got ready for what we thought was going to be racing. The rain continued. And then they finally decided we're going to put both races on Monday. And that's what they ended up doing. They ran the truck race on Monday. Martin Truex Jr. ends up winning that one. And then in the cup race later that afternoon, about 4 o'clock. Wow. Joey Logano, just a great race for him altogether. And he becomes our seventh different winner that we've had on the season so far in NASCAR.
It felt like bumper cars, demolition derby a little bit. Oh, yeah. With all the wrecks and all the, you know, it was hard racing, but also the weather probably didn't help. Take us through. I mean, it early and often there were crashes and many involving multiple cars.
Well, let's put it this way. The track was good, at least in some aspects. A lot of the drivers did brag on the track and say that things they'd done a really good job with it. But by the time we got into Monday, we're talking a lot of this clay and a lot of things had washed off of the track and had made it kind of ruddy in places. They went back in, they tried to redo it. Then we started getting some situations on Monday that I think kind of surprised some people. NASCAR brought in a multiply tire for that track. And what ended up happening, we started seeing, it was something I'd never seen before, but it was, wearing these tires out. They were blistering in places. Some of the middle tread was completely gone. Some of the hard racing that was going on, but these guys were going around the track and they were almost coming together, hitting each other. Like you said, in bumper cars, they get turned around real easy. It didn't take much, but it reminded me so much of the old Bristol, the way that the groove used to be and the way things were at Bristol a long time ago. A lot of people that I, you know, kind of got some impressions from said probably some of the best racing they had seen at Bristol in a very long time. It was a great introduction to dirt, at least for the NASCAR, for the Cup Series there at Bristol. And it was so popular, in fact, that about midway through the race on Monday, they make the announcement that they're going to return to dirt in 2022. And that kind of surprised me. I thought, okay, this might be an experiment. We'll see how it goes. But NASCAR must have been impressed enough to say, we're going to bring it back to Bristol in 2022, and we're going to see what we can do again with another series race there on dirt. And the big question is it going to happen in March or is it going to happen in April? And how's the weather going to be a year from now?
Yeah, the weather will always be a factor as far as that goes. I was amazed that they decided to announce during the race, because my heart was kind of in my stomach after the maybe third or fourth big wreck, thinking that, man, maybe NASCAR is rethinking this. They don't want to do this in the future, because it was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, obviously they saw enough even at that stage, and the commitments had been made ahead of time. So what was the assessment from the drivers after the race in terms of their experience out there?
Some of them liked it. Joey Logano was very happy with it. Of course, he won the race. You're going to be happy when you win the race and so forth. Some of the other drivers, not so keen on it. They were like, you know, they need to go back and do their homework on some of this. Some of the fans were very pleas. And then there were fans that said this was nothing more than just a gimmick. You know, I read a couple of some quotes from some people, including a guy that used to be the PR director at Bristol Motor Speedway when it was Bristol International Raceway, and he regarded it as a gimmick. But now this is what the big question came up with me after this. You know, it looked like there for a little bit that it was going to be a huge, tremendous failure. That's what a lot of people were thinking with the rain, the weather, how everything was, then seeing the tires blister and, you know, just wear so bad. A lot of people were thinking, will Bristol have another spring race? Because, you know, you've got to call into question this whole thing. And then out of the clear blue, something just hit me between the eyes. What's going to happen? Will they go eventually and take away a date somewhere down the line for Bristol and then possibly move it to Nashville to the Fairground Speedway when they get that thing going and kind of moving in a positive direction? Who knows? I really think NASCAR needs to rethink this thing about March because we've had this problem before. I went to Bristol back in 2006 and I went to see a race with a friend of mine. We went. I've never been so cold in all my life. That was the Sunday or the Saturday and the Sunday that snowed. They actually had the race on Sunday. You know, cold conditions helps the cars, you know, to kind of keep them from overheating so much. Doesn't help a whole lot on grip when it comes to the track and so forth. But that was the coldest event I had ever attended of a NASCAR Cup race. I think the next sporting event that I liked to froze to death was that Virginia Tech and Virginia game that I got to sit with Crystal, and you were up in the press box there in Blacksburg. But, you know, I'm telling you, it was rough. And then NASCAR decided at that point they were going to kind of look at maybe moving it ahead to April. Well, they did move it ahead to April. And then right about the first time they got it into April, we have a deluge of showers. We have flooding then. I think that was one of the first races I covered for Augusta Free Press. And then I thought, okay, let's give it a little bit of a chance, see what happens. And then they start moving it back into March again. And then we get it, you know, a week or 2 weeks before the end of the month of March, and we get weather again. And it's almost like a thing, like we say here, when the fair's in town, you know, we're going to have rain. Well, when the races are in town, we're going to have rain come springtime, it seems like, at Bristol Motor Speedway.
So Logano, and I'll ask this question this way. Okay. Was Logano, was he the winner or was he just the first survivor because there were so many wrecks and so many guys got taken out? Or was it a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Logano was, he played it smart most of the day. You know, you had some of the other drivers in there. I think the one that really I thought was going to come away with this, if he'd had maybe about five, maybe six more laps, something in that neighborhood, was Ricky Stenhouse. He was really starting to, you know, eat away at the competition. He jumped up through there and I thought, you know, Stenhouse has got a chance at winning this. And, you know, Stenhouse cut his teeth on dirt tracks down in the South in Mississippi and places. And I thought it would be a good win for him, but it wasn't to be. But Logano kind of was the recipient of, you know, kind of the melee and everything else of the demolition derby that it looked like. And I think that was one thing. Some of the other people that we thought was going to, you know, be contenders out of it, Kyle Larson, he gets taken out pretty early. Then you've got Chase Elliott. He has some troubles. He still managed to kind of stay up there as close as he could to some of the pack in racing. Eric Jones, he ended up running a really good race for Richard Petty Motorsports, ended up finishing ninth on the afternoon. But, you know, the troubles continue for Stewart Haas Racing. I mean, you no other way to say it. Kevin Harvick didn't run that well, didn't run that well during the truck race, didn't run that well during the other race on the cup race on Monday. So, there you have it. I mean, it was just, some people came out on the good end of this one and some people just, it didn't work out for them at all.
I enjoyed it, from just a TV viewership standpoint. It was tough sometimes to see stuff going on. I wonder, you know, if there's what improvements might be made, and if you're hearing anything about that. Because one thing I noticed was it seemed like a lot of the guys were riding in the same groove, sort of in the middle of the track. There were some who were, you know, go up to the wall, and then some who took the lower track. But it seemed like that area got worn out. The middle area got worn out. what are you hearing about in terms of what NASCAR is saying? Hey, we saw this, we need to fix this, and we also did this well. What are you hearing about that?
I think they're taking it all in right now just to see what it's going to, you know, what's going to happen with it. You know, coming around this time, we're going to have a World of Outlaws race down there in the middle part of April. They may be going to wait and see possibility if maybe an Outlaws race before the Cup race, and try to do something to where it could, as I would call it, cure the track out, so to speak, make the track a little bit better and see if that can improve it. But right now, there's a lot of guesswork going into it. I mean, they've got the generalized plan as to what to do, how to do it, how to get this dirt track ready to go, and how to get it going by at least the spring. The big question is, how do you keep from that runoff? How do you keep from these different things happening? They just need to be prepared a little bit more, you know. And I this may sound crazy, but you know, it wouldn't surprise me that this prompts somebody into some form of action or, you know, reaction out of it to see if they could make a substance or a surface that could go on top of Bristol Motor Speedway, the concrete. I mean, Bruton Smith and them have been so innovative about this. And I should say Marcus Smith, that's his son. They've been so innovative. You know, they were the first racetrack to go and put down an artificial turf infield when they had the Battle of Bristol between Tennessee and Virginia Tech. I would be surprised if somebody just doesn't start fooling around with some kind of idea that would be some kind of surface that they could lay down on that track and then put some kind of clay on top of it and see if that would hold a little bit better. I don't know. Maybe I'm speculating too much and got sci-fi dreams out there about it, but something could happen with it. And usually they're the ones that spur people into action.
So NASCAR off this weekend with Easter. What are the teams doing now? I mean, I guess licking their wounds a bit, resting, maybe, you know, I don't know, doing some testing, whatever else, but what are they mm-hmm. up to?
Some of them are going to be enjoying some family time. I think more than anything, they're going to enjoy some family time. I know that one thing that I got late this afternoon, there's going to be some testing at Martinsville on a, weather tire, on a rain tire. There might be the possibility that, Martinsville could host, who knows what it could be, but, you know, these are the tires that they use, the rain tire, when they're on the road course. NASCAR is thinking about maybe seeing what they could do on a flat track in the case of Martinsville and putting them around the oval. I think there's going to be some testing going on coming up with that. But most of these teams are going to be trying to regroup. It couldn't come at a better time for a race team like Stuart Haas to try to figure out what in the world they're doing wrong or what's going wrong for their program right now. It gives a chance for these other teams like Team Penske to start getting ready for Martinsville, where they've been traditionally strong with some of their programs before with Ryan Blaney. You know, Ryan Blaney's going to be trying to figure out what he did wrong at this racetrack because he loves a dirt track. And at Bristol, everything went wrong for him. He was doing well there for a minute. And then next thing you know, the sort of like Rock'em Sock'em Robots and the bumper cars and everything, it knocked him out, and then it kind of put him back to the back. So I think it's a lot of reflection time for some of these drivers to kind of get their things together and kind of get things in order. Kyle Busch will definitely be another one that'll be looking at trying to get some kind of semblance of a season back. He'd started out doing pretty good, but you know, Martin Truex, he did well in the truck series, even though it wasn't a Joe Gibbs truck. He did pretty well. I think the future's bright for Martin Truex, at least on that end. So we're going to see some reflection, I think, this Easter weekend for them, and a chance to be with families and then get ready for Martinsville.
Well, 7 races, 7 different winners, a wild 2021 NASCAR season. Rod Mullins, thank you for your time helping us break it all down.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.